10.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, August 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Neil Friske. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How was your weekend?
It was excellent. I got bombarded with a bunch of text messages, people forwarding that live in the 107th, the despicable attack text message they got on their phone about you. And I just did an unscientific poll. 87 of our listeners said yes, they got it. We got another 32, it appears here in my unread file, that did not get it. And 147 text messages stating F for Friske, not one P for Parker vote in the poll that we did in the first half hour. So obviously this listening audience responding somewhat backfiring, Neil, is basically what's happening. These negative attacks against you in your text message response that you sent out stated it pretty accurately that they're losing in this campaign. They're desperate, and that's why they're basically, you know, putting the pedal to the metal, if you will, trying to attack you last minute.
Yep, Randy, that's, you know, it's a very similar tactic than they tried to use last time. People get really tired of the negativity. You know, clearly there was a last ditch effort here to try to revitalize the whole story, you know, out of Lansing. I even had the prosecutor's office and the people from Lansing reaching out to me and saying, what in the world's going on? Clearly there's some political motivation behind this. I mean, you know, they're calling here, you know, every hour we're getting a call from somebody. And, you know, it's, that does reflect, you know, a desperate, state of affairs for their campaign. And, at the end of the day, people, are appreciating, you know, who I am, what my voting record is. And they're seeing right through the smoke screen that's trying to be presented with this negativity. So, you know, we're optimistic. You know, it's extremely important. This is going to be, you know, this is by far, you know, the most important election I've been involved in. And it's super important that people don't take anything for granted and that we get out and vote. We have got to get out there. You know, we can't win by any margin, whether it's a few votes or a landslide, if people don't get out and vote. So, you know, I don't want people to think, oh, he's got it in the bag. You know, we don't have to go vote. I need everybody to get out there and vote so that we can win by a wide majority and squash this thing once and for all. So I'm excited about it. You know, been out all weekend. I was up in the UP some more. And, you know, I had three different people just literally flag me down and say, hey, go put one up down there at that address. That's my place. And yeah. I'm excited. The momentum is definitely in our favor. And you know, we're finishing strong here today, and at the end of the day, you know, I'm leaving this in God's hands. You know, if God wants me to serve another 2-year term in the 107th, I will. And if that's not His plan for my life, I won't. And I'm okay with either one of those, because truly, you know, and I know people are trying to, you know, bash me because of my unfortunate situation with the incident. You know, oh, you're a hypocrite, this and that and the other thing. You know what? I've never claimed to be a perfect person, and we all learn from our mistakes, and all this is going to do is make me a stronger man and a stronger leader and a stronger person in the end, and I believe put me in as good a position as ever to represent the people of Northern Michigan.
Well, one of the things that I talked about on the show Friday, because I've been talking with other state representatives around the state of Michigan in other races, things going on in some of these contested districts that are going to be flipped from Democrat to Republican. I spoke with Katie Niss down in the 103rd. I've talked to other people downstate. And the thing of it is, Neil, people are pretty optimistic that we are getting good people elected tomorrow in the August 6th primary that will go on and win in large numbers in the November election. And they are very confident. They're telling me that the writing's on the wall. You guys are going to actually take back the majority in the House in November by at least 3 or 4 seats, possibly as many as 6, ending up 58-52. And they're saying to me that this is going to stop. This governor's agenda, the Democrats ramming stuff through, is going to stop when you guys get the majority back. And then I talked to him about chairmanships of committee. And they said, Randy, no freshman coming in is going to be a chair of any committee. You know, your opponent, if he does prevail tomorrow, he's not going to be chair of any committees. And you, as a returning member with experience in Lansing on voting on these bills, very much likely will have a chairmanship of, they told me, as many as 2 or 3 committees. I mean, this is the reality of what's going to happen down in Lansing.
Yep, that's very true. There's no doubt about that. You know, there's only so many committees, you know, and if we end up with 58 members, for example, you know, I don't know the exact number of committees right off the top of my head, but, you know, there's not chairmanships for half the people. So there's no way that there's so many to go around that everybody gets at least one, you know, and then people get more. So right. There's no doubt about it that, you know, a freshman coming in, especially not a 25-year-old freshman on top of it, you know, they're not getting no chairmanships. Yeah, we'll probably get a committee assignment, no doubt about that, but certainly not chairmanship. So, you know, if the 107th district wants to go backwards on having a voice in Lansing, then that's the direction they should head. But if they're looking for their best possibility, you know, to advance the agenda for Northern Michigan, sending a conservative returning member, myself, back there is the absolute only way that there's any hope for that. So, and once we get the majority back, it's a whole different game down there. You know, when we're in the minority, I know we've talked about this, we beat this horse to death already, but when you're in the minority, I don't care who you are. I mean, look at these people, you know, other Northern Michigan legislators that are on 2 or 3 or 4 committees right now. They've put tons of amendments forward. Not a single one's ever accepted. And so, you know, to claim that, you know, being on these committees is a big feather in your hat, really, it hasn't been. It hasn't been at all. So we're looking forward. I'm very optimistic, too, that we're going to get the majority back. And we're going to get it back with, you know, a handful of good people. You know, I'm excited about that. You know, our Freedom Caucus should grow by a few numbers, and that's exciting because the conservative voice needs a bigger voice, and we will be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, one of the things in talking with these people, they said that previous committee that you were part of, for the seniors, I believe, and what was the other component to the seniors committee you were on?
Family, seniors, and children.
Right. And also, your name was brought up for the agricultural committee because they said this endorsement that came out was obviously, you know, bought and paid for, political payback for Congressman Bergman, DeMoose, and others that placated to Farm Bureau to do that. They said you would actually be in consideration, from what I'm being told, to look at to chair the Ag Committee, you know, kind of a, like a major payback, if you will, to Farm Bureau. Interesting concept, especially based on your life experience, your family's history of being involved in agriculture.
Yep. Well, there's no doubt about that. You know, that's why, again, you know, this is a topic we've obviously already discussed. You know, an organization like that endorsing someone who has absolutely no life experience, much less farming experience, is just, it's really a great disservice to the farming community. You know, some of these people that are involved in the Farm Bureau organization across the state. Now, I have, you know, obviously I have a lot of farmers that love me and would have loved for me to get the endorsement. But unfortunately, you know, that's like every other process. It's weighted heavily by the, you know, people with the wrong influence. And they're not necessarily looking for the person that would necessarily represent them. They're looking for the person that they can control, that would be their puppet, and will do exactly what they ask them to do. And they know that that's not me. But at the end of the day, they also know that I am as pro-farm or pro-agriculture as any member of that legislator would ever be. And they know that. They know that. And so it's a little bit, you know, it's a little discouraging that you know, people are willing to put politics in front of their actual true mission.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing that I know people are saying is that not only have they asked for signs, and but they're telling their friends, we are on a mission to do a text messaging as to candidates to vote for. And I have one prepared for the 107th race, your race, as well as the other races that are out there on the ballot for tomorrow. And people are responding, asking for that information. I'm forwarding it to them, telling them they have to send it to 10, 20, 30 of their friends in the neighborhood, family members, people that they work with, friends, people they go to church with. And I think this is going to be a campaign that's going to actually help get the word out and remind people to vote tomorrow.
Absolutely. You know, and at the end of the day, that is the way that we can win elections. You know, we all know, you know, even if it's only five, but we all know 5, 10, 15, 20 people that, you know, we do have some level of influence over in our lives for a variety of reasons, whether it's work, friendships, you know, church relationships, whatever the connection is. And
sure.
And that is the best message and the easiest way for us to spread our message, to motivate people, to get out and vote. And at the end of the day, you know, even just the Christian segment, you know, there's unfortunately the percentages of Christians that typically don't vote. It's an embarrassment to the Christian faith that they don't take that matter more seriously. So if we can just motivate the Christians and get them all out to vote, we would never lose an election, ever. And, you know, and I know that that's, you know, I'm not trying to put all the blame on them, but, you know, of all the people to try to persuade and motivate, they should be the easiest ones, you would think. So, yes, absolutely. It's imperative that, you know, we talk to our friends, we talk to our neighbors, we talk to our relatives, and motivate people to get out and vote tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, stay safe on the campaign trail. Work until 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Short break, a word from our sponsors. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGAwater. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I'm Janice Delahay, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahay, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahay.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Well, as you heard, the numbers are overwhelming. A lot of people did receive that text message and are voting for Friskey. Some people didn't receive it, still voting for Friskey. Not one vote for Parker. That tells me that if you guys are representative of most Republicans that are being polled by this polling company, you guys may see some more negative text messages, maybe even some mailers in your mailbox today, Monday, August 5th. You may even see them in your mailbox tomorrow, Election Day. A lot of people who vote in person, I know I'm voting tomorrow night. I'm going to be voting at 7:37 p.m., right before the polls close at 8 o'clock. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting. The people that are doing this, they think it works. That's why they spend all this money. But the thing of it is, some of these campaigns, like, for example, Parker Fairburn, he claims it's his money, $110,000. I don't believe it. That's Fairburn family money. That's not from Parker's savings account. The money that was spent paying it to John DeMuse's 45th North, 45 North Production Company. Yeah, not buying it, folks. If you look at his campaign finance report, he got a lot of money from the DeVos family. This PAC that is supported by the DeVos family. They're the ones paying for these mailers, these text messages. They have to pay a pretty good sum to do the mailers. for an entire house district, I believe the number is close to like $7,500 per mailer. Text message program, about $1,500 for them to text message the entire district. You see, you have to understand something, people. They want their power back. It's that simple. They want their power back. They want their puppet in place. And that's exactly what Parker Fairburn would be, their puppet. Those endorsements come with strings. One of the things you have to understand is the fact that these people feel that they need their puppets in order to get their agenda through. Look at the things he said on the campaign trail. If elected, he would reach across the aisle and work with the Democrats. Why? When they get the majority back in November, there'll be no reason to reach across the aisle because the Republicans will be in control of the House. So that's a false narrative premise to vote for him. It's not going to be a Democrat-controlled House anymore. Donald Trump will win in Michigan. The people of Michigan are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. It's that simple. She now has enough delegates to earn the nomination. She will be their candidate. There's not going to be, as I thought originally, a last-minute switch at the convention. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, folks. It looks like they are going to go ahead in the first round and confirm and nominate Kamala Harris. Well, that's going to be a big slap in the face to Barack Hussein Obama. And Kamala Harris is going to lose badly to Donald Trump. Whoever she ends up picking for her vice president will be destroyed in the debates by J.D. Vance. This is not going to go well for the top of the ticket. As a result, the down-ballot candidates, Republicans, are going to win hugely in November. Independents, writing campaigns, all the rumors of this happening or that happening, it's not going to work. It's going to be a landslide. So why would this young person be putting it out there that he's going to reach across the aisle and end up compromising with the Democrats to get some things accomplished? He even said to me personally, Parker said this to me, Randy, if I could be on some of these committees and help make some of these bills less progressive, isn't that a conservative victory? I looked at him and I'm like, you got to be kidding. Really? You didn't just say that to me. Less progressive is a conservative victory. First of all, Parker, you're not going to get any amendments at all through the House because you're never going to go to Lansing. It's not going to happen. Tomorrow you're going to lose. You're going to lose badly. Hour number two, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal.